This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Noelle King. And now, here's something you're probably hearing more and more these days from banks and airlines and real estate companies. You know, we have an app for that, so why don't you head there instead of our website? And yes, mobile is convenient and it's personalized, but there's something else. Apps let companies mine much more of your personal data than websites do. From San Francisco, Sam Harnett reports.
If you try to use the real estate website Zillow on your phone, you're bound to run into a full-screen ad for one of its apps. Download it, and it'll keep you company day and night.
Now Zillow can be present in your pocket when you're touring open houses, when you're driving around the neighborhood, when you're laying in bed at night, you know, checking something before you go to bed.
Jeremy Waxman leads mobile strategy at Zillow. Two-thirds of its traffic is now on phones, he says. And to better know what you're doing on your phone, Zillow has partnered with Google Now. That app gathers information from places like a user's web browser, phone GPS, and other Google products. Zillow wants to use that data to show people ads for houses before they even know they want them.
That smartphone in your pocket, I mean, that's a very powerful computer. It's more powerful than what was on your desk 5 or 6 years ago. And it also knows a lot about you.
Mobile data opens up all kinds of possibilities for companies. For instance, your contact list can help Instagram connect more user accounts. On the other hand, LinkedIn can learn about your social network from your calendar. And of course, advertisers will pay a pretty penny for that kind of data.
With mobile, you have the GPS location, so exact coordinates, maybe 24/7. And there's access to cameras, microphones, calendars, address books, even vibration of the device.
That's Domingo Guerra. He co-founded AppThority. It evaluates how well apps protect personal information. He says it's uncertain what companies will do with all your data. They don't even know.
The more data they collect now, the more uses they can find for it later.
And if you switch from a website to the mobile app, it may not be obvious what data you're giving up. Susan Grant is from the Consumer Federation of America.
It's not standardized and it's not regulated. So the only way you can tell is looking at the privacy policy. If it's not clear to you what information is being collected, then don't use that app.
Often, she says, it's not clear. In any case, some companies don't leave consumers much of a choice. On Facebook, for example, mobile users can only send messages by downloading its new Messenger app, which, by the way, has been criticized for gathering all sorts of personal data. In San Francisco, I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.